Hello, and welcome to another episode of Healthy Living and Wine. I'm your host, JQ. Today, we're diving into a topic that's all about finding the balance between social bonds and health-conscious choices. So let's jump right on in. We're embarking on a journey to savor the joy of wine while respecting personal limits and well-being. In a world bustling with diverse cultures and traditions, one element that has stood the test of time as a universal connector is wine. With its rich history, complex flavors, and a touch of elegance, wine has a unique ability to bring people together, transcending barriers and fostering connections. Whether it's an intimate dinner among friends or a grand celebration, wine often takes center stage, enhancing social experience and leaving incredible memories. But as we navigate our paths toward healthy living, a pressing question often arises. How can we harmoniously integrate the allure of wine with health-conscious choices? Well, wine has an innate ability to serve as a bridge. You know, it transcends barriers, cultures, and even backgrounds. It unites people in celebration, relaxation, and even conversation. And whether it's the gentle pouring of wine at a cozy dinner or a lively wedding reception, even a festival of wine and music lovers, the presence of wine often signifies a shared moment of joy, companionship, and camaraderie. So while engaging in social events involving wine can be both enjoyable, it can also be challenging. I mean, the allure of wine is undeniable. It's got flavors and aromas, and you know, the sophistication that lends to any wine occasion. But as we seek to prioritize our well-being, finding the equilibrium becomes paramount. So how do we cherish wine moments while staying true to our health-conscious goals? Well, guys, listen, that's not an easy question, but when we come back from this festive musical break, we'll discuss practical strategies for navigating these social situations. And by finding a harmonious blend of pleasure and mindfulness, I think we can do it. So go ahead, grab your glass of your favorite wine, and let's get into this Alabama Festival by Ear Vision Studios.
Thank you.
Yes, yes. Welcome back. That was definitely a festival track. It was so awesome. It made me feel like I was, you know, kicking it with my friends at a music festival. You know, there's truly nothing quite like the electrifying energy of live music paired with a delightful company and a glass of wine. I know. Balancing wine with health-conscious decisions involves a lot, right? It's like a blend. It's a blend of mindfulness, moderation, and personal empowerment. And I do know recognizing and respecting your boundaries is key. And while saying yes to the enchantment of wine, we can also say yes to preserving our health and our vitality. So allow me to share some ways I balance the allure of wine while making health-conscious choices. The first thing I'm always doing is I'm mindfully consuming. You know, savoring wine mindfully, it heightens the experience. Take a moment sometimes to appreciate the hues, the aromas, the taste. Become present. And by being present, we not only derive more pleasure, but we also cultivate a deeper awareness and an appreciation for the experience. Setting boundaries. Now, y'all know I am always defining my personal boundaries, but I believe that when you define your personal boundaries, it grants you the power to say no gracefully when you need to. Also, communicate your health goals to those around you. This will help to foster understanding and support, and definitely decrease peer pressure. Embracing moderation. The key to balance and alignment in anything is moderation. Embrace the concept of enjoying without overindulging. A single glass of wine can often suffice, especially when you're just trying to participate in the joy without derailing your health journey. Also, prioritizing hydration and nourishment, man, is nothing like that. For me, I have a glass of water before and after every glass of wine. This aids in moderation and it prevents me from overconsuming. Also, pair wine with wholesome foods, things that complement both the taste of wine and your health decisions. Lastly, listen to your body, guys. Our bodies, they communicate our needs. We just need to listen to the cues. Stop drinking when you feel content. And don't be drinking the entire bottle till it's empty. Also, tune into how your body reacts to different wines. This helps you to make more informed choices. Listen, in the tapestry of life, wine threads together moments of togetherness and celebration. And by embracing mindfulness, setting boundaries, and practicing moderation, we can artfully weave our health-conscious choices into the narrative of a wine-loving life. Wine's allure not need be sacrificed, but rather blended harmoniously with our quest for well-being. As we conclude today's episode of Navigating Social Situations Involving Wine, let's raise a glass to the balance that allows us to partake in life's pleasures while cherishing our well-being. May your social experiences be infused with grace, mindfulness, and joy. Cheers to a life rich in both connection and vitality. Thanks for joining me today, guys, for another episode of Healthy Living and Wine. If you found this episode valuable, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. Until our next gathering, remember that every sip can be an expression of your choices and intentions. This is your girl, JQ. Thanks for listening. Cheers to mindful and health-conscious social life.